flashcards, I confess. My emotions have been a mess. Cause you changed everything we ever knew. From witches to poison, and the queen walked too. Whoa, I've been wrong.
I was wrong.
Been a town hall night.
Way too long.
Getting hogs and Valparaise.
I pushed up but never leaving you again.
Welcome to episode 82 of Pineapples and Thorns. I'm Kat, and welcome, Peter. How are you tonight?
Hello. Great, Kat. How are you? I know it's been a tough week so far.
It's been a week, let me tell you.
And it's only Wednesday.
It was April Fool's with a vengeance, I think. And it started early.
And it kept going for an extra couple of days.
But it's all good now. The sun is out here. It's shining. It's like 10 degrees here, Celsius.
Wow, we're not even quite that warm.
No?
We got rain, and I think it got to 8 maybe today.
I hear it's supposed to snow out east somewhere. I hope it's not you guys.
No, it must be further east than that. We're an awful long way south.
Just keep going out into the Atlantic Ocean. So, you want to hit us with some CFF news?
Well, there's not much happening. We did host a birthday war for CNote, which I signed up for, but then had to back out of. So, it was, again, just an hour war, but I was bowling with my family, so I didn't get to participate. And in true CNote fashion, everyone had to use a Root Rider, his new favorite troop, and a Witch, his old favorite troop. How did you do?
I did not triple. I was using my Tamil 15, because just for balancing numbers. It was good. It was 20v20, and there was a few... people that didn't use the troops. I won't name names. But it was a lot of fun. People really enjoyed it. I think Knob and Congressman Rick had a little side bet going on, and they tripled each other. And Trample Damage tripled CNote, so he was happy.
Of course he was.
those short wars are always so much fun.
Yeah, I need to get back into doing those. The Friday night fights were always fun. Just easy on and talking with everybody, and a little bit of stress, and then it's gone.
And especially now that you can be in a regular war and still do a friendly war, it's really nice and opens up so many opportunities for everybody to just jump into more events and things.
Because it is all about the ore now.
Mm-hmm.
CFF has esports teams, and they are participating in the world qualifiers this week. Those four guys are going to have to play 30 matches to see if they can progress. I know. It's crazy. I think you said you started to watch a little bit. Was it on Monday?
It was Monday it started. And I was lucky enough to be able to sit in and watch some of the attacks in the first evening. It was like back to back. You know, they would spin in their special, the way they have it set up. I'm not 100% sure how it works because I'm not involved on that side of things, but they have it set up so they can spin and match a war, and then you send the challenge to the other team, and it's just boom, 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 back to back, people trying to get in as many wars each night as possible and accumulate the points that you need to progress on the ladder into the following week. So it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun watching the guys do it. They did really well. I think they went 4 for 5 on Team Pulsar, and I'm not 100% sure what Team Quasar did.
That's amazing.
But they're both doing really well.
It's early yet. Not that they're not going to do well, just a lot of way to go.
It's a long haul.
Yeah, hope everyone can keep their momentum going. I did have one piece of news from the Vine. I didn't get to look through Red Thorns, but I was talking with Raz today, and he finally made it to 3,000 more stars on his main account. Yeah, that's long haul.
Yeah, good for him. Long haul.
Yep, he's playing in DS, so that's good.
Nice.
Yeah, I think you had a piece, didn't you?
For the Vine, yeah, just a little one. The Rated got back into Legends for Clan Capital, and it's a bit of a point of pride for many of the Rated members. I don't know too many clans that are up there, in the CFF. And Redthorn is definitely not up in Legends.
Definitely not.
Yeah, so kudos to the Rated guys.
And I guess a few more raid medals every week for being in Legends. Yeah. Which you can now spend on ore.
We'll talk about that. Yeah. We will talk about that today. But first, let's jump into this mess. We need to talk about the latest round of nerfs. They did it to us, Peter. They nerfed the Road Rider.
I know.
Second nerf. Level 3 is now 7,000 hit points and 230 DPS, which is down from 7,400. They also nerfed the little-used Apprentice Warden until Root Riders showed up. And probably the biggest impact that I found is the Spirit Fox, which is now visible for 6 seconds, up from 5 at max. I've seen a lot of discussion in various servers and on Twitter about all of this. There was one pro that posted that he had tripled using only his heroes, and I had to wonder how many times he did that FC before he managed that. But
true,
it makes me wonder also, is the problem the Root Rider, or is the problem the hero equipment?
Yes.
You know, a lot of that hero equipment, we've barely scratched the surface on what it can do, because we've been so busy trying to figure out what to upgrade and, you know, trying to get the ore for it. So most of us don't even know what's good and what's not good.
Agreed, 100%.
You know, the casual players are pretty sad. Like in most of the servers I'm in, and from what I've seen, is people are really sad that they felt the need to nerf the Root Rider. They said they were having so much actual fun with the game, and they're quite disappointed that they felt that Supercell had to nerf it. The pro players don't seem to be happy with it either. They feel it's not enough.
Right.
And so, you know, it begs the question. You introduce these amazing new troops, their signature troops, and a pet for Town Hall 16. There was a lot of hoopla about it when they brought them in. And this was the second nerf to Root Riders in a little over a month. Does this reflect badly on Supercell for not beta testing the troops enough? And did they release Town Hall 16 too early? What do you think?
I have heard that. I heard, you know, we were on schedule for the 18-month upgrade, and suddenly we had Town Hall 16. I wonder if it really was just a little too quick.
Yeah, it sure did seem like everything was ready. We've heard a few content creators talking about how the Root Rider only had 2 pieces of equipment, and everything else had 4. And all of a sudden, in that one little update they did, introduce 2 more pieces of RC. Did I say Root Rider? I meant RC equipment, which are great. They're glitching. The haste vial.
Could you explain that quickly? Yeah, I heard. I saw OD post in the thing if it was still an active glitch.
Yeah, it's still an active glitch. Apparently, it's similar to what happened with the gauntlet for the king. They can't fix it until they push out a big update out to the app store, and that's a little bit more involved. So we'll probably see it fixed in the April update when that drops. My understanding is that when you use the haste vial with the heal vial, the haste cancels out the healing ability. I'm not sure what impact it has with the other abilities for the RC, but I'm sure if it's impacting one, it must be impacting the others.
I would wonder.
It's really hard to tell, because when you're involved in an attack, you know, you're not exactly watching what's going on. I did notice that she seemed to be dying really quickly when I was using it all of a sudden. And, you know, and she had been quite strong before whatever happened to cause the glitch happened. So
I actually had put that down to her being visible more of the time, and the fact that she was jumping into more defenses, whereas up until that point, I was using the Seeking Shield. You know, that would kind of eliminate the closest defenses, give her a moment to recoup or turn back invisible. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
There are a couple other glitches that are ongoing. Have you noticed your Warden still turns invisible occasionally?
I have not noticed that.
Yeah.
You have to pay attention to him a little bit more.
It's odd. Yeah.
And then somebody was saying that, and I think Supercell is also aware of this, when you collect gems from the trash on your base, you're getting less gems
than it actually says.
Yeah.
I think,
you know, you used to get X number of gems for things. There's people who are involved with numbers that deal with this. And
yes.
If Supercell's acknowledged it, then it must be true. So I expect that a number of these glitches will be fixed come middle of April when they release it. So have you stopped using Root Riders, Peter, since they nerfed them?
In fact, I have not. I haven't really noticed that much of a difference. I'm not in high legends. I admit it. I'm kind of 5,300 max.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're still just as strong. That's not true. Sometimes all my Root Riders are gone and it's just my heroes will finish off the base. So
yeah.
I'm going to circle back to what you said before. Maybe the heroes are just too powerful now.
Yeah, I am still using Root Riders. I've adjusted to a slightly different comp. I know there was a few different comps floating out there using the Overgrowth spell. So I am using one Overgrowth spell in my Root Rider comp. But basically, it's the same attack. And I'm going to keep using it till it doesn't work anymore, or until I get bored of it. But right now, I'm still enjoying it.
And what are you using the Overgrowth on?
Depends. Like, if there's a lot of heavy defenses in the core, I might drop it on that to allow my troops to make it through the town hall and work their way around, so that by the time they get through the town hall poison and, you know, make it through the CC, then the spell is starting to wear off so they can take care of the core. Or I'll use it towards the back end if there's an Inferno Tower or some heavy splash damage at the back. I might drop it on that. I'm still figuring out, because it's such a unique spell, right? And the timing is so important on it.
Oh, I agree. I've struggled with the timing when I was playing with it.
Yeah, I was using two and I was really not understanding the exact timing to drop two of them. And, you know, your stuff would finish clearing what they needed to clear, and then they'd be standing around waiting for the overgrowth spells to wear off. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of learning, experimenting with the spells and learning the timing. But I do notice that, yeah, you're right. It is often the heroes that are still up at the end of the attack, and they're clearing so much of the base that really they shouldn't be able to do that. So give us back our strong Root Riders. Yeah, give us back the strong Root Riders and just nerf the heroes a smidge. And I think the Town Hall 16 will be more balanced. What do you think?
Now that you've said that, though, what would we spend our Dark Elixir on if, let's say, you know, we don't get any more hero levels with the next Town Hall? What are we going to spend Dark Elixir on? This month ended and I have, I don't know, 680,000 on Zarch with nothing to spend it on. It's dumb. My builders are still going because I'm kind of a little slow on the Town Hall 16 upgrades. But
I went to look in the lab to see if I could upgrade something, and there's lots of purple stuff, but nothing on the dark side to upgrade at all. Maybe they need to let us start doing walls with it, or maybe we could sell Dark Elixir for ore.
Oh, yeah. I like the sound of this one.
Yeah. As people at Town Hall 16 max out, or you accumulate too much loot through the gold pass, you know, at the end of the season, you have a ton of loot in your banks. Maybe you can convert it into ore somehow.
Yep, it doesn't have to be dramatic, right? Just like the forge, where you can convert it to capital metals. You know, it could be some slow process like that. But I think all of us would.
Yeah, we need a new ore house.
We need that little ore house.
Ore house.
Yes. My Canadian accent.
Oh my gosh.
You know, the other thing that's been buffed is, of course, the multi-ultra tower. So that could be contributing to our poor RC dying more quickly.
Well, that and people are upgrading their defenses, the ones that they've given us. You know, the scatter shot and all those other things that they, you know, we have talked about previously, is instead of nerfing things right away, let us get these defenses upgraded and see what kind of effect they have. I've heard rumors that we're going to be getting a new level on the Eagle and the Monolith.
Wow.
And I believe the Builder Huts, there's a few leaks out there. So what kind of effect are those things going to have on Town Hall 16?
Interesting. You
know, are they going to have to turn around and buff Root Riders to make them more viable again? I don't know.
Or are they going to buff drags?
I have heard that. But they also did a little event, just moving along past this, because we don't know what's going to happen with the new defenses. And hopefully, usually they do give us new levels on various troops every time they drop a larger update on us. So maybe we'll get a new level on Golems and Pekkas again. Who knows?
Who knows?
We just finished an event called Rubble Rumble, where you had to destroy a certain amount of town halls for the entire Clash community. And surprisingly enough, apparently we completed it. So everybody got a week of 4x star bonus, plus a little bit of ore. It was very little.
Very little. Yeah. But some.
Yeah. I would have rather have seen 4x ore bonus than all the other loot, but that's okay.
That's okay, yeah.
And they gave us a gift. You know, be calm, Peter. I know you're super excited about this. It was one wall ring.
Yeah.
It made me wonder if it was an early April Fool's joke on that one.
100%,
Not sure what they were thinking. One wall ring, really?
It really should have been one wall worth of rings, or one ring's worth of whatever the right phrase is, because I think we need 9, don't we, at Town Hall 16?
Why not make it for each Town Hall level? Like, if it costs you one wall ring to upgrade a wall piece, you get one. If you're Town Hall 16, well, you get 9. Like, I'm not really sure why they couldn't adjust it. They have all your data.
For sure.
Anyways, I digress. Mm-hmm. Something really nice, which everybody's kind of excited about. April events. There will be no new equipment this month. Everybody clap your hands. Yay.
Yay.
I think that's something that shows they are actually listening to the community. And I, for one, appreciate that. Much as we complain about the developers and Supercell, I'm really glad that they actually are pausing the equipment for now. Let us catch up on it. I want to learn how to use this stuff. I've seen some really cool attacks using that Warden Fireball thing, but I can't use mine because it's level 5. You know, I've been busy working on other stuff. And it kind of begs the question, why don't they give us some kind of mode where you can play around, like the way you do on the Goblin map, make a little sandbox type of thing where you can take the different equipment, test it out at max on that little section, you know, and say, wow, this is really cool. I really want to play around with this ability. I want to max this out and use it in real wars.
Yeah, especially some of those Warden equipment, right? The Rage Vial and the Healing Gem. I know one of them is super duper for Hogs and one of them might be really great for Dragons, but I don't dare jump either which way.
Yeah, I saw a really cool attack, and I'm not sure, I'm sure it came from one of the content creators, but in War at the Raided, a guy did a Warden walk. He had the Rage Gem on, but then he used the Fireball and did a really beautiful Warden walk, cleared out a whole compartment with that Fireball, and then used Super Witches at Town Hall 16. Tripled. And I was really impressed. I thought, that is a really cool attack, and I'd love to try it. But again, I don't have a max Rage Gem or Fireball.
Yeah, and it'll be a while, right? I assume you're working on other things. Yeah.
Yeah, and by the time I max those items, then is that attack going to be viable anymore? Probably not, because the defenses will be upgraded. They'll have dropped new levels, and that attack probably won't work anymore. But it was really cool. So
good for that guy for saving his orc just for that specific comp.
Maybe that he bought some through the shop. I have not quite been able to bring myself to purchase it in the shop there yet for real money.
Me either. So I see it there, but
it's with the Canadian prices, it's just a little too dear for me.
Yeah.
The first time purchase of Gold Pass discount is available again, and I think that's a nice touch. So if you've never purchased the Gold Pass before on an account, you are able to purchase it at a greatly discounted rate. Not in the Supercell store, but in-game.
But in-game, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you can purchase ore in the trader shop with raid medals. We did discuss it a little bit. I am desperately in need of the purple ore. I seem to have lots of the blue. Was that the glowy? Glowy is blue or shiny is blue? I always forget. I get those two mixed up.
Shiny is blue.
Okay. So lots of the blue stuff. Need purple. I need to, like, a gem mine for ore.
Something. Yeah.
Or another way to, or when you're farming, why not add a line for a little bit extra ore, you know? I know you get some, but, you know, when you get your star bonus, but it would be nice when you're actually farming if you could accumulate a little bit extra just to help us along.
You know, I'm actually enjoying not, you know, it's kind of like the fear of missing out. I don't mind not having those things. Mm-hmm. I'm watching the content creators use them, specifically the warden with the fireball right now. It's the new hotness, no pun intended.
It's funny that you mentioned fear of missing out, because I just listened to Trample's latest episode, and he did talk about, extensively about that, the fact that he has so many accounts and he was working so hard to try and get the equipment on every account and trying to farm ore on every account, and it burns you out.
It does.
And it made me think, like, I have 8 accounts, and that's nothing compared to some people, but I have been finding it's a lot tougher, you know, to farm up these accounts. I want to bring them up to higher levels, but it's a grind. And especially adding on the equipment, my 9s I haven't touched in probably a couple of weeks. I kind of pop the bubbles for loot and stuff, but other than that, I just kind of focus on my big accounts. And I am farming my 15, but very slowly, much slower than what I normally farm.
Yeah, I'm still working on my 15 too, but it doesn't quite have the same, I don't have the same urgency as I did for a little while.
So maybe once my 16s are done completely, then I'll turn around and focus on some of my lower accounts. But I, you know, I wonder if the age of people having so many active accounts is kind of going to fade into the sunset.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. It's become very busy, right? Between raid weekend and SCWL once a week and clan games, you know, there's a lot of stuff
and
daily.
Yeah, I factor in if you have the gold pass or the free pass. And then, you're right, the events. It's a lot on your plate when you have more than one account actively playing.
Never mind on the pocketbook if you decide to buy the passes for gold pass and whatever the event will be this month.
The theme this month for April is the Egyptian theme, and I kind of like it. To be honest, and I'm going to be brutally honest here, when Supercell dropped that last nerf, I was angry, and I thought to myself, I'm not buying extra stuff from them anymore. Of course, then they dropped the Egyptian theme, and I thought it was really cool, so I bought it. I think, though, I am being a little bit more frugal, because I didn't buy it on more than one account, like just my main. I bought the scenery, and so far they've only released the one skin in the gold pass, so I've got that. But from what I've seen, the other skins look pretty nice. I have not finished the challenge. I'm probably going to have to watch a replay to see how it's done, because I just simply don't have the time to sit and try and figure it out on my own.
I
don't have the energy by the end of the day after, you know, dealing with all these different things that go on with the clans that we are running and working on the podcast to sit down and try and figure out a challenge that gives me 25 gems and probably a resource potion if I'm...
I think it's a hero potion.
Sino will be so disappointed.
We don't need either one. Yeah, I'm sure he will.
What else?
Well, I wouldn't mind talking a little bit about pet and equipment combos, because I've recently been messing with mine, especially when they nerfed our fox. I got to thinking, you know, maybe I need to put the unicorn back on the royal champ just because of how involved she is. And then I got to really thinking that, no, I think I need my warden to stay alive. I don't know about you, but I recently discovered the healer puppet, and I've been working on that. So that's the one I maxed most recently. And that keeps the queen alive. It almost makes the unicorn a little redundant, mostly because I'm popping the healer puppet early, just so the healers can maybe get onto the root riders or whatever else is kind of in
that's
the core of the base
point.
At the time.
I never really thought about the unicorn that much.
Yeah. So I jumped the unicorn onto the Grand Warden, and now he's kind of surviving longer. And oftentimes the Warden is helping out whatever hero is left up anyhow. So it's kind of a 2-for-1.
So what pet have you got on the Queen?
I actually have been opting for the Poison Lizard, mostly because I'm sending her in right behind the Root Riders, and the enemy king is devastating on those little suckers.
Mm-hmm.
So sure. That little, it never survives. You know, it's always eliminated early, but I'm thinking it helps with CG troops. It helps with the enemy heroes, and especially the king.
Interesting. I might have to try that, because now that I mean, I do have the healer puppet on my queen, but it's only level 8, so I'll have to work on that a little bit and try and get those extra units for her.
Units and, of course, levels, which makes an even bigger difference. Yeah.
Again, I need more ore.
Yeah. And I put, we all need more ore. And I threw, I can't think of his name. Let me look it up here quickly. I don't even know where my pet shop is anymore. Hardly ever look at it. I put the mighty yak on the king. We got some levels a little while back. And of course, I was using my dark elixir for that. And I'm kind of using my king to funnel one edge of the Root Rider Valk thing I'm doing. And so I thought, well, maybe the king and the yak can, you know, break into an apartment at some point. And the yak can go ballistic when the king dies.
Yeah, it's true. Those extra levels do make a big difference. And I know our friend Ace swears by that yak. He loves the yak on the king.
It may have been him that put the thought in my
most
head.
Likely.
So
he's OP.
Most likely. I think he had a tough first war in Red Thorn SCWL. I hope he shakes it quick and gets back to it. So what other equipment? What are you using on your king right now?
On my main, I have for equipment. Let's see. For equipment on my king, I've got the gauntlet and the rage vial.
And is your gauntlet max now?
No, I'm at 24 on that. And I might just leave it at that and focus on the healer puppet.
Okay, yeah. That'll save you 600 of the pink ore for sure.
And on the queen, I've got the healer puppet and the invisibility.
Oh, yeah.
And
I stuck with the archer puppet for a long, long time, and then I saw that value of those healer puppets. So I was kind of traditional. Okay, keep going.
On the warden, I've got the two books, the Eternal Tome and the Healing Tome.
Okay.
I really like those two together. Although I'm tempted to go back and try the Rage Vial again.
Yeah, I have no levels on any of the other warden equipment besides the original two, the life gem and the Eternal Tome. I don't think I could ever step away from the Eternal Tome. It's what the warden is, right? He's that moment of invulnerability.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on my RC, I've got the haste vial and the seeking shield right now.
Interesting.
I'm just kind of wanting to test out a couple of things that I do have leveled up somewhat. The haste vial is only level 17, and my shield is level 15, so I've got some work to do there.
Interesting. Yeah, I can't. I'm afraid to give up on the Royal Gem because of the heal, right? The 2400 heal at max.
It is, but you know, I was worried about the haste gem canceling it out. So I thought, well, maybe I should try it with a shield. But I might give it another try and just see what's going on with it. And then for pets, I've got
very good.
Currently, I still have the fox on the RC, and I've got the poison lizard on the warden, and Diggy on the king, and the unicorn on the queen. But I think I'm going to change that up again. I like the idea of swapping them around a bit and seeing what they can do.
Yeah, I miss Diggy, but I don't know. I think the poison lizard has his moments. Mm-hmm. So
I do like him. I never thought that I would, because when they first dropped him on us, it was, well, what good is he? He dies so fast. But
he dies so fast. Very good. I've liked the Supercell's April Fool's jokes this year. Did you see they would offer a gem vial or a book of gems,
the
I think
rune
it was.
Of gems?
And would only cost, the rune of gems, that's what it was. It would only cost 5,000 gems, but you would get 5,000 gems.
Yeah, and it was it was free once in the year 3025.
That's right, yes. What else did they say? Oh, something about the E-Drag is getting a buff and deleting sweepers.
Oh, yes.
I think that was that.
Yeah, reducing housing space to 5.
To 5, right.
I like that. Let's do it. Oh, let's and then they it. Were going to global, and the words global and chat could never be typed in game again.
In game again. Poor guys. I'm sure they're so tired of hearing about
it. Yeah, I thought it was you know, the fun little April Fool's thing.
Very good, yes. Speaking of jokes, poor old Redthorn just cannot buy a win. until the one just before SCWL.
That was a rough week.
We keep messing with spin times. Oh, my goodness.
Rough month.
And with ore being so valuable, you know, I know you get 3/8 or whatever it is, 3/7 of what you get, but just, oh, it feels like you're just losing out so badly.
Yeah, it was like a hemorrhage. And I don't think we've ever experienced such a bad losing streak as we did. And it wasn't that we were having bad wars because the scores were really, really high up there.
Yep.
We got perfected and, you know, losing by, you know, 2 or 3 stars. It was just, defense is really tough right now.
It really still is tough. Yeah. And I think it's okay. It just, ugh.
Yeah, well, maybe, you know, now that they've nerfed the Root Rider, perhaps we shall see a slightly better Warlog.
Maybe. Chelsea. Yeah, we lost 6 in a row. I just looked it up. That was a long go.
That was brutal.
And I think you got just about everybody in the clan to spin one, didn't you? Just to try and break the streak.
We spun a 50. I think that didn't help us.
That didn't help us, no.
And we usually spin 40s, so... And of course, spinning all 16s, you're going to get tougher matchups.
Right.
And we've tried spinning different, you know, times of the day just to shake things up and see, well, you know, it's got to be a kind of a sweet spot somewhere.
But we still managed to find all the champs.
We did.
All the guys.
I told you guys, don't let me spin wars.
Yeah. But I think Lolly tried. That was champs one clan. Did Magnus try? Yeah,
Magnus tried. Yeah. Because it's on you now.
Oh, well. Okay. Remember the one time I spun SCWL? It spun for like 27 hours or something silly. Yeah.
I can't do any worse.
Can't do any worse. Fair enough. We'll get through SCWL and then we'll see what changes.
We will. All right. You had something special you wanted to talk about.
Well, Kronk wrote a letter, just an open letter. And I think I might just read it. And maybe we can just comment as we go along. And he's been in Legend League the last 2 seasons. And he believes more than anything else, it has changed the game. And he can argue for the better, if you like, Legend League and pushing. Certainly for trophy purchasers, is way better than the Cloudland of the past. I think we both agree with that, right? You can now just be in there. You don't lose loot. It's an easy thing to do. And way more people are involved in the trophy pushing scene. And we know that. We have a CFF-wide competition every month. So if you're interested in that, you can sign up. However, he does say... he thinks it has made the game worse and much more cookie cutter. Most clashers, including myself, meaning Kronk, find an army and just use it with no changes. If it's a good strategy for Legend League, but for Clan Wars, it may not be optimal. But he believes he believes that Clan Wars are the key component to Clash, right? That's what we're all there to really do is to war. I mean, there are some people who are farming, but again, now with ore being kind of tied to war, I think Clan Wars, I think he's right. They're even more important.
Yep, I agree.
It's in the name. Yes, it's in the name, says Kronk. But there's been an extreme focus on Legend Leagues. People are trying to get their hits in, so that's 8 a day. And then Clan Wars seem to be, in his opinion, secondary. They, and me, treat Clan War attacks just like a Legend League hit. Look at the base, don't plan, don't change the army, don't watch the replay if it's been hit before. And he's in the same mental space as everyone for Clan Wars. He actually planned for a base and changed my army for a second hit this war, meaning the one we just won, just before SCWL said. And he said in chat, I'm getting creative. Watch out. I was apologizing for planning and thinking about my hit. And he had to lament and say, how far we have come since the days of skitching and getting someone's plan approval. Granted, that was extreme, but we have gone the other way to the other end of the spectrum. Please don't think I'm blaming anyone or disappointed in any of the clans I'm in. Just an observation about what Legend League has done to the game, in my opinion. What do you think of that? I know you have accounts in Legend League. I see you in the Blood and Legends.
I have 2 chat. Accounts in Legends. So that's 16 hits.
So what do you think of Kronk's?
I totally agree. I think when you're in Legends, you're focused on, I need to get my 8 attacks in a day, or if you have more than one account in Legends, it's 16 or 24, whatever the case may be. So you train up your Root Rider Valk army or your Dragon army or E-Drags or whatever the case may be, and you crank out those hits, and you know sometimes you don't care if you triple or you're just getting your 2 stars as long as you get your 8 attacks in. But there's no creativity involved in terms of you know, like when you're in lower leagues, you can hit the next button and find a base that hits your army comp that, you know, is appropriate, right? You know, right. Whereas in Legends, it's boom, that's it. You get, you're there. You have to make whatever you've got trained fit that base. And I think there's some room for improvement from Supercell on that, whether it's allowing you to change your comp, to tweak it the same way you do on the builder base side. You know, before you press attack, you have 30 seconds or whatever it is to adjust your army so that, you know, maybe you've got a base with a ground expo on it. So maybe you should be hitting it with air, you know, vice versa. And I know for a fact, and I'm as guilty of it as anyone else, I have my legend armies trained up and I go into war, and which base will I be able to hit with this army? And yeah, there's no sitting there going, discussing even on voice, you know, how would you hit this base? You know, what side would you come in on? We used to do that a lot in Redthorn. We'd get on voice and we'd sit and look at the bases together and talk about how the best way to hit it would be. And we'd even have people spotting us. Not that we were ever super serious, but, you know, it was there if somebody wanted it, right?
Right.
And, yeah, I think that Legends League has the unintentional consequence of dumbing down the game.
Interesting. I see it sometimes, though, as, you know, I've seen a similar type base, and I know my army is going to work mm-hmm. on it. And then I'm able to apply that in a war, right? Assuming I can look at the bases early enough that they don't get mm-hmm. called, I can kind of pick and choose the bases I think my army works the best on, just because I've done, you know, 800 Legends League attacks this yeah. month on bases similar. So I do see your point. I see Kronk's point. I wonder what changed it for us, you know? Is it just the game's so complicated now?
I think there's a number of factors. I think part of it is that pressure to get your legend hits in. Everybody seems so busy these days. I'm not sure what's going on in the entire world here, but everybody, their personal lives just seem busier and busier. And there's less and less time, it seems, to sort of sit and enjoy the game. You know, spend that time just doing FCs and planning out war hits. Right? When I was in Kent Greenhouse, that was one thing that we did. And it wasn't so much that we wanted people to sketch their attacks so that we could win wars. That was kind of secondary. But the idea was to teach people how to read bases. You know, when you're drawing out a plan, you're actually looking at the base and thinking about how your troops will move in that base. And then when you have somebody come along and review your plan, they have to think about it as well. So it's, you're teaching both sides, right? And sure. You know, people kind of mock the idea of sketching. And probably justifiably so. But I think it served a purpose. And I think that's missing from the game today is just sort of being able to look at a base and read. And yeah, maybe Root Riders and Valks work. But if you're talking about what's going to work for a more multi-pronged attack, like whether it's hybrid or Queen Charge Lalo, any kind of a Queen Charge, you never see Queen Charges anymore. And right. And that's kind of sad because it was such a huge part of the game from Town Hall 9 up until Town Hall 14. Loved doing queen charges. Wasn't that great at it, but I loved doing them.
Right. It was something to do. And I think mm-hmm. you're right. Now people just need to get so much done in a day.
Yeah.
That, you know, although we all love Clash, it's just become is it just a thing we also have to do?
Yeah. Another job. That's a good question.
Another job.
But it's there's a lot to do in the game. So, you know, if you're farming and you've got to do your legend hits, there's not as much time to sit and plan, especially if you've got multiple accounts. So,
especially if you have multiple
perhaps
accounts, yes.
Perhaps the solution to all of our problems is just to limit ourselves to one account and just focus on that. And hopefully we all get better at the game and actually spend more time enjoying the game itself, because the game is so much fun. But
yes, and endless variety. Mm-hmm. And maybe there's just too much choice.
Yeah, maybe there's too much choice. And in the interest of Supercell giving us more of what we love, maybe they've given us too much. Maybe there's too much going on in the game each month. You know, from, like you mentioned, clan games to clan capital to the events. At some point, I think something's going to have to give, and let's perhaps simplify things in-game somewhat to allow people to enjoy the game a little bit more instead of just constantly having to farm.
Yeah, instead of, yes, exactly. Exactly. Chasing trying ore. To keep up. Yeah. Chasing ore.
What else did he talk about? Was there anything else in there?
Nope, that was what he had.
All right. Well, yeah, I know. I think that was really well thought out by him, and I appreciate him posting that for us to talk about. So we'll just jump into some shout outs now then. What have you got, Peter?
Actually, I'm going to shout you out, Kat. I know you had a bit of a tough start to the week. Yeah. So keep you in my thoughts.
I appreciate that.
Hope you're having a better time.
I am. Thank you.
I got a little bit of a couple of sad ones. My dad got colon cancer, but he finished his last bout of chemo last week. So he got his CT scan just yesterday and he's all clear.
That's wonderful news.
Now he's just gearing up. Yep. Gearing up to get the pump out. He's 86. He says he's feeling tired, but I think he'd still break me in half if he put his mind to it.
That's wonderful news though.
He just, I think, yeah. He was really miffed that he got sick in the first place because he feels he does everything right. So, kind of sad. Speaking of sad, my other shout out is to my wife. One of her good friends passed from cancer. Again, within the last week.
So sorry to hear that.
It'd been a long run, and I think she's in a better place. But we're all missing her, so it's kind of tough. And speaking of missing you, Ink is going to retire from the game, so I'm going to say shout out to Ink. Going to miss you. I don't talk much Clash with you anymore, but he says he's going to stay in Discord, so I'll be able to talk to him about golf at the very
for
least.
Sure.
And last but not least, Mama Sids, because she does so much for us, and I haven't shouted her out in a while, so thanks, Mama, for everything you do.
Those are awesome shout outs. I'm going to shout out Ink as well. It was a sad announcement that he gave us that he was stepping away from the game, but never say never in this game. We hope to see him back someday, even if it's on a very casual basis. And you know, I've known him quote unquote in Clash for probably close to 8 years now.
Wow. Yes.
Back from his days running League in the Rated and in all the various clans that he's been in since then. So super, super guy, heart of gold, love him dearly. And he will be missed. And I'm going to also shout out CNote for his birthday this past week and an upcoming birthday next week, which by the time this is out, it'll be close to his birthday, is Vodka Soda. So I'll shout out all those guys.
Ooh.
And we're going to leave you with another Jezza song, probably the last one we have for a while because the next ones that we have are Clashmas themed. So we'll hold off on those till December. But this,
so it's cold again.
This song he wrote, it's called Giving It All Away.
Did it make it to Helsinki? It's a tragic shame. The goblins are behind them. What is that? up, guys. We're giving it all away. Shout out time.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. The CFF is a family of clans who love to play various games such as Clash of Clans, Clash Royale, among others. You can send questions or comments to us on Twitter at RedthornCOC. To get more information on our clans, events, and podcasts, join the CFF Discord at discord.gg/clashfiles.